Today is Monday, November 18th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, have announced that $1 million in grants is available for the Teacher Training and Recruitment Grant Program to train and recruit teachers where shortages are most prevalent in Wisconsin. The grants, which cover 2 years of program costs, are available through DWD's Expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward program. Wisconsin nonprofit organizations can apply for up to $500,000 to recruit, train, and license teachers to meet the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's guidelines for serving qualifying school districts. The WFF program has funded 2 rounds of awards in 2020 and 2022 that benefited 10 schools' efforts to train, recruit, and mentor educators. Under the WFF program, the funds are only available to tax-exempt 501c3 and 501c4 nonprofit organizations. Applications are due by 3 o'clock Monday afternoon, December 16th. For additional information or to download an application, consult the grant program announcement and related grant program materials available at wisconsinfastforward.com/WFF_standard.htm. According to a 2023 report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum, the average annual teacher turnover rate for 2009 to 2023 was 11.5%, reaching an alarming 15.8% in the 2022-23 school year. This includes both the highest levels of teachers moving between districts and leaving the profession altogether. The report found that both rural and city districts with large populations of low-income students, and students of color and small school districts were the most impacted. The Orchard Manor Committee of the Grant County Board Committee has approved reducing the Orchard Manor Skilled Nursing Facility's licensed beds from 99 to 74. This decision reflects a thoughtful and data-driven approach to adapting to evolving healthcare needs and market conditions. The factors influencing this change include sustained census trends over the past 4 years, the financial burden of a $170 monthly state bed tax per bed, ongoing staffing challenges within the healthcare industry, and the growing preference for private rooms in long-term care. It is important to emphasize that this adjustment will not impact current residents, care, or valued staff roles. Orchard Manor remains committed to providing exceptional care with staffing levels aligned to meet the specific needs of its residents rather than the number of licensed beds. Orchard Manor Administration will collaborate closely with state officials to ensure all necessary steps are completed to implement this change responsibly and comply with regulatory requirements. Orchard Manor remains dedicated to serving the community with compassion and professionalism and providing a safe, comfortable, and supportive environment for everyone in its care. A crucial step forward for a pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has granted permits required for Enbridge Energy to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the land of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Enbridge must adhere to more than 200 specific conditions included in the permits to ensure it meets state standards for wetlands and waterways. Environmental and tribal activists remain opposed, citing potential wetland and wildlife destruction or contamination and potential oil spills. Enbridge must complete the 41-mile-long project around the Bad River Reservation by November 2027, hire DNR-approved environmental monitors, and allow DNR employees to access the site during reasonable hours. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. This tool helps determine the potential for manure runoff from a field depending on weather conditions and soil temperature. Users can access this tool at manurereadyadvisorysystem.wi.gov/runoffrisk/index. The runoff risk advisory forecast includes maps showing short-term runoff risk for manure application. The maps account for soil saturation, temperature, and precipitation on a scale of 1.5 square mile grids. The risk maps are updated 4 times daily with the latest information from the National Weather Service. Farmers should contact their crop consultant or county land conservation office for help identifying alternatives to high-risk spreading. Larger farms with a permit can also reach out to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. These professionals can help identify fields where the risk is lower and alternative practices, such as stacking manure in a safe location. DATCAP also reminds manure haulers and drivers to put safety first when traveling on roadways in order to avoid spilling manure, prevent injuries, and protect the health of people and the environment. All agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff that have the potential to impact surface or groundwater to the DNR's 24-hour emergency spills hotline at 1-800-943-0003. More information about planning and prevention is available at dnr.wi.gov/topic/agbusiness/manurespills.html. A month-long jury trial begins today for a Shawano County man accused of homicide. Michael Ingold is accused of strangling a woman to death during an argument in the summer of 2022. The case had been scheduled for trial at least 3 times, only to be delayed as both sides went back and forth over the admissibility of evidence, including previous comments by Ingold and expert testimony. Today is reserved for the consideration of various motions, with the jury reporting for duty on Tuesday, according to court records. A total of 23 days have been reserved for the trial ending on December 20th. There will also be a break for Thanksgiving next Thursday and Friday. There were fewer citations and ejections at Saturday night's Badgers football game. UW-Madison police say only 17 people were cited while the Badgers and the Ducks played at Camp Randall. That included several underage drinking violations and a few trespassing and theft incidents. 16 people were tossed from the stadium. 2 people had blood alcohol contents over 0.20, but were not taken to the hospital for detox. Governor Tony Evers announced 125 years of Wisconsin state parks as the theme for the 2024 State Capitol Holiday Tree and invited students to contribute handmade ornaments celebrating how the park system reflects who Wisconsin is as a state. Each year, the Capitol Holiday Tree is decorated with handmade ornaments from children, students, and families from every corner of the state. This year, students are encouraged to explore Wisconsin state parks for inspiration by reflecting on the state's beautiful and diverse natural spaces, significant historical markers, and the unparalleled recreational and communal value of Wisconsin state parks. Students are asked to make ornaments from non-breakable material. They must be strong enough to hold up during shipping and to be handled while the tree is being decorated. It is recommended that students do not use fragile items or paper cutouts that may tear easily and that ornaments are 4 to 6 inches in size and are made from a color that contrasts with the color of the tree so they can easily be seen and enjoyed by all visitors. Please attach a 10-inch loop of ribbon or string from which each ornament will hang. If you have any questions about an ornament, please contact the Facilities Management Information Center at 608-266-1485. Please note that ornaments will not be returned. All students and families are welcome to submit ornaments celebrating 125 years of Wisconsin State Parks and should mail ornaments by Friday, November 22nd to Emily Gorman, the Wisconsin Department of Administration, Division of Facilities and Transportation Services, 17 West Main Street, Suite 119, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. The Capitol Holiday Tree is displayed in the rotunda of the Wisconsin State Capitol Building throughout the holiday season and serves as a centerpiece of festivity for those visiting and working at the Capitol. Rather than sun lamps and more energy spent to beat the winter blues, maybe try out the Scandinavian concept of hygge. UW-Madison professor Klaus Anderson says spending more time with friends and family in cozy conditions is the key. Anderson says it's that sense of community and togetherness that can help push back the long dark of the winter months, and that sharing time with others can help keep us all a little happier.